There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
The man whispered, "God, speak to me." And the meadow lark sang, but the man did not hear. So the man yelled, "God, speak to me." And the thunder rolled across the sky, but the man did not listen. The man looked around and said, "God, let me see you." And the star shone brightly, but the man did not notice. And the man shouted, "God, show me a miracle." And a life was born, but the man did not know. So the man cried out in despair, "Touch me, God, and let me know that you are here." Whereupon God reached down and touched the man, but the man brushed the butterfly away and walked on. Man is crying out, "God, show me, let me see you, let me hear you, let me touch you, let me see you, show me your miracle." But the man misses the bus. God is trying to show himself. God is trying to show his miracles. But God is trying to answer your prayers. But the answers are not packed in the way you want. The packaging is different. The parcel is coming, but it is not coming in the package which you expected. The package is entirely different. His blessings are always upon us, but we don't realize that they are blessings. The goal of spiritual life is to re-establish that lost link with the divine. And when that link is established, everything turns divine. When that link is formed, whatever you see nothing but divine. You see his blessings everywhere. You see the divinity in action everywhere. No matter what things are happening, everything appears divine. Everything appears beauty. And when the divine is not within you, everything appears hard, everything appears stony, everything appears to be a curse. and the life is filled with complaints. So what you see is the projection of your own being. In fact, your thoughts are projected out and they become situations. Situations are nothing but the result of chemical reactions. The thought goes out in nature and a chemical reaction happens and situations are created. Circumstances are created. And we say, why this happened to me and why that happened to me? But it was somewhere the result of your own thoughts. So when the thoughts are filled with gratitude, the same thoughts penetrate and interpenetrate the nature. And they attract similar thoughts. And a positive force is created. And circumstances are the result. So we are creating our circumstance every day. Our life is our creation. So there remains no margin of blaming anybody. In yesterday's Avyakta Murli, we heard Baba was talking with newcomers. What he said? His hand of blessing is upon you. Vardani Hast. That's a term from Bhakti. Baba said, this is the greatest security. Z plus plus plus. This is G plus plus plus. Security. The greatest security that ever can be provided to you. So wherever you move as if His hand of blessing is upon you. There was a ship and that got drowned and many people died. Only two of them could survive and they reached an island. But it was a deserted, lone island, far away. Everywhere, huge ocean. And the two men were friends. They said, let us pray to God. But let us also compete. Whose prayer gets answered first? So let us divide the territory. So this part is yours and my part is this. So this man, A and B, let's name them. So A started praying to God. Oh God, give me fruits, I am hungry. And immediately fruits came. And he looked on the other person. The other person was simply sitting and doing nothing. He was not praying. After some time he said, A said, I want water. And there were springs of water. There were streams. After some time he said, but this other guy was simply sitting. Then A said, where is the shelter? I want hut. And immediately a hut was created. But this other man was simply sitting, not praying at all. Then he said, but I want a companion. And soon he found there was another ship and only lone survivor was a woman. She came on this island, on his side. So she became his companion and he was so happy. But he looked on, the other person was still sitting under the tree and doing nothing. And then A prayed to God, oh God, what I will do on this island? Immediately send a rescue team. And the rescue team appears with a huge ship. And he is about to board the ship with his companion. And he is so happy. And he thanks God, oh God, thank you. But he feels very sorrow for this man. But he did not pray and not a single prayer is answered. But then suddenly there is a voice from clouds. And the cloud and the voice from the heaven says to this man B, oh, the ship is ready, come on. Board the ship. But A says, but this is my ship, it has come for my rescue, it is my prayer. And this other guy was not praying at all. And the voice said, he also prayed, but only one prayer. What was that? His prayer was that let all your prayer, A's prayer, be answered. So as a result of that, now he will get everything. The hand of blessings, when the blessings of God hand is upon you, you don't need anything. You don't have to pray for different things. Rather, everything comes to you automatically. So when Baba's hand of blessing is upon me, I don't have to ask for anything. I don't have to beg. I don't have to pray. I don't have to say. He knows everything. There is nothing hidden from him. So his hand of blessings, how to experience that part? Or rather, what is this meant by? What do you mean when you say that his hand of blessing? As I said, his blessings would be incognito most of the times. The packaging would be different. The packaging is not as you expected. The courier services are very fast, but receivers should be ready. But the receiver should identify that this is blessing in disguise. You know, Dadi Janki tells a beautiful story. Once Baba called all the senior sisters to Madhuban, and there was gathering, there was meeting of all the senior sisters. So Dadi was so happy that all her friends, Sakhi, they were there and they had a meeting. So Dadi was extremely happy. So no, this meeting was for 5 days. Meeting or just chit chat or a picnic sort of thing in Madhuban. But then Baba came and said to Dadi that Rajmata of Gwalior, queen of Gwalior, you should immediately go and do her service for 3 days. And Dadi was little reluctant, unwilling to go. So Dadi said, but Baba, all my other sisters have come here and I want to spend time with them. So Baba became serious and said, okay, child, there's no need to go. You may not go. And he became detached and did not speak at all. So Dadi was not understanding and she felt very bad that Baba got angry or displeased. Then she said, okay Baba, I'll go. But Baba said, okay, no need. So she was not understanding what to do. So she went to Didi. This thing happened. So Didi said, you said like this. Dadi said, yes, what should I do? No, Baba is not talking. So Didi said, let me manage. So she went to Baba and somehow convinced Baba ki Janak is ready to go. And so Dadi went. And Baba agreed ultimately. So she went for 3 days. And other sisters were doing enjoyment, chit chat, talking. They are meeting after a long time. So there is a family gathering. Alaukik gathering. And Dadi then came back after 3 days, after serving the queen of Gwalior, Rajmata. And then Baba was so extremely happy for her that every now and then he was calling, bring Janak, I will have breakfast with her. Call Janak, I will play with her. Call Janak, I will go for a walk with her. So everywhere, Baba was calling her. So Dadi said, good that Baba sent me there.
I got extra love.
So this proved to be a blessing. Earlier, I was not willing, absolutely reluctant. But Baba's plan are beyond our understanding. So also Jain, Vedantivan also shared once that Baba had come in history hall and then suddenly some party came in the museum and a group of Brahmins were called to serve them. And she was also amongst them and she was absolutely unwilling, leaving Baba and going and serving. But they did serve and when they came back, Baba was still there. So Baba was extremely happy. So all those who serve, giving up their personal comforts, giving up their personal happiness, giving up their personal time, they receive extra love from Baba. So know well that whatever life is bringing, take them as blessings from God. So when the hands of blessing, Vardhani Hast of God is upon you, there is nothing in this world which is not blessing. Every situation is blessing, every person whom you meet is blessing. Everything that is happening around you is blessing. Life becomes a series of blessings. Life becomes a music of blessings. Life becomes a dance of blessing. Life becomes the rains of blessings. The blessings are everywhere around you. Wherever you go, there is a ring of blessing. And most of us must have experienced that when our hearts are full of love of God, with His remembrance, everything that life brings becomes a blessing. The only requirement is heart should be ready to receive the blessing. When the heart is ready, the land is ready, the rains would come. The clouds are already there. Only the land is not ready. The worldly friends, the worldly people, human beings, they can never satisfy this parched up hand, land of heart. They may bring you buckets full of water, but the land remains dry. But because the human water cannot quench the thirst of heart. It's only the divine water, the everlasting water, the overflowing water, the blissful waters of God that can quench the thirst of heart. There was one notice which was put. New friends are required. A notice was, new friends are required because the old ones have got married and are now slave of their wives. So new bachelor friends are needed. God is friend of friends. Still a bachelor. Kumar. Shiva Baba is eternal Kumar. Shiv Kumar is a powerful. Is the commander of Kumars. Only one thing is needed. Patience. How much patience? How much patience? A disciple came to the master Bokoso and he said, Master, I want to learn meditation. Master said, okay, wait for 3 days. Master said, wait. The disciple said, how long? The master didn't say anything. So he waited for 3 days. After 3 days, he said, I want to learn meditation. Master said, go in the kitchen, and start sweeping the floor. He started doing. He came back after 1 week and said, Master, I have come here to learn meditation, not to learn sweeping floor. Master said, wait. How long to wait? Master didn't say anything. So he kept waiting, thinking that one day Master will call him. So after 3 years, he comes back and says, Master, it is already, I am waiting for a long time. It's 3 years. So Master said, okay, so you were counting. Go back. Eternal wait. Don't count. It is not your job to count. He will decide when you are ready. The moment you are ready, you will be picked up for his task. Till that time, wait. Waiting for Godot. So wait. So in this path of divine life, eternal patience is needed. To feel him, to know him, to understand him. His blessings are hidden everywhere. But those spiritual eyes are needed to experience, to feel those blessings. Om Shanti.